What's your last memory of Lambeau Field, Mike?
My last memory of Lambeau Field. I would say I think it was Lambeau Field. We played Majakowski was the quarterback. And fourth down, last play of the game, we threw the ball to Sterling Sharp. I think that was Lambeau Field, I'm not sure. But that's my last memory of Green Bay, period.
You weren't anywhere near Mike Ditka on that play, were you? Because he's probably still hot about that.
He and I both. But that's my last memory.
Mike, how much of an influence was Ditka on you in terms of your coaching?
If you look at me, if you've seen me on the sidelines at all, the first part of the year, or maybe the last part of last year, you'd probably say a lot. I'm trying to do a better job at controlling myself and being relaxed and, just taking care of the game. So, but he has a lot of influence on my my coaching. I can't help it. I mean, it's my personality. It was his personality, but it's not quite as strong.
Going back to that instant replay game, do you think about that much anymore, or is that just way, way distant history?
Only when someone asked me about Green Bay. That's a memory that I'll never forget.
Was he past the line of scrimmage, in your humble opinion?
You know what? It wasn't so much whether he was past the line of scrimmage or not. It's just the fact that, it was a great play. I will not argue the fact whether he was past the line of scrimmage or not. It was a game that, they deserved to win. I remember that day. They played their tails off. So it was a good game.
Hey, Mike, how's Alex, after responding to sit down early, how's he come back and play for you?
I think he's done a decent job. I think he continues to get better each week. So I'm excited for him going forward, and I think he's playing good football.
Mike, in reality, if you had to do it over again with him, and I know you weren't obviously making the decisions at that time, but would he have been better off sitting for a while and not having to play right away?
I think most quarterbacks are better off sitting. Particularly if you have a guy like Brett Favre for them to learn from. I think that is something that's worth paying for. If you could have a veteran quarterback that's toward the end of his career and you're going to bring in a young guy and you want to show the young guy how it's supposed to be done, the study habits and all those things, I think it's a tremendous advantage for him to be able to have that few years on the bench and then come in and just kind of pick up where he left off, where Brett left off.
Mike, if you go back to last season, the way you handled the Vernon Davis situation when you sent him to the locker room, did that send a statement to the rest of the team as to how you were going to conduct your business?
I think it was just a matter of, I think the team knew that already. It wasn't, Vernon and I, we had a relationship up to that point. I just think Vernon was in a situation that day where he just let it get the best of him and just kind of forgot how we were going to do things. But I think the team already knew at that point. From the first day that I got the job, I began to let them know this is how we're going to do it, this is how things are going to be, and, we're going to do things the right way. I think everybody caught on pretty early.
How good has Vernon been since then? Obviously, the stats show that he's been a heck of a good player for you guys this year.
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
How good has Vernon been for you guys? The stats say that he's been a heck of a big-time player for you.
Well, I think the stats certainly speak for themselves. He is really coming into his own, and he's working hard, and he's staying out to practice. He's doing all the little things that you have to do to be a good football player, and very pleased with what Vernon's been able to do.
As a defensive guy, going up against a tight end like him, just what is the challenge?
It's a tremendous challenge. You know, there are a lot of things that you have to do really well. I think he's a guy that you know, he has great speed and developing more and more the skill of a wideout. So when you have that combination and the size that he has, you know, it's an interesting, a very unique situation for anyone that's going to cover him.
Mike, I don't know how much of film you've seen of the Packers defense, but what do you think of the way Woodson's playing?
I tell you what, he is really playing great football. I saw him when he left the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, and I talked to him briefly, and really didn't know, you know, where he was going to end up going or whatever. But the fact that he ended up in Green Bay, it's been a tremendous lift for them, because he's just a guy that he plays hard. He hits like a linebacker. He runs. He's always hustling. He can blitz. There's just a lot of great attributes that he has as a football player.
Where was that conversation?
It was in a store, supermarket, something like that. I can't remember. It's not really that important, but he and his sister were together, and I just remember talking to him briefly. But it was an interesting situation.
What do you like most about the way your defense is playing, Mike?
We're just fighting to get better. I mean, we're just a bunch of guys that are fighting to get better day in, day out. You know, realize that we have a ways to go, but we are fighting, and I think as long as you keep working and you keep scratching and kicking, you got a chance.
Mike, what's the biggest difference in the game today as opposed to when you were playing?
Probably free agency. I can't imagine today if I'm playing for Chicago and after my contract is over, you know, there is a very serious reality that I could be playing for Green Bay the next year. That to me is kind of mind-boggling. I guess it's the generation Y or the next generation growing up. It's just the loyalty in terms of the game, the loyalty, the fans, the money. I mean, it's altogether different that way. And I think it's makes it a lot harder for coaches to talk about, you know, we're a family. It makes it difficult. You have to have something special to even begin to use those words.